And it is back for another week in RL Live, episode 55 this week. We're getting through them. It is, of course, moving on to round 20. We'll look back at round 19, all the results, and the Supercoach wrap this week in league. We're going to review the Origin game from last week and what went right for Queensland, what went wrong for New South Wales, and I guess look forward to another year, 8 in a row now, the Maroons. Round 20, we look at those, predict our predictions both as far as the games are concerned and also Supercoach, and I'm going to give you World of Sport, Tigers MS, with us as he always does. How are you, mate?
Good, very good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. I'll tell you what, it's been another interesting week, but as much as Origin does take up sort of all our attention, and perhaps rightly so, it's good to get back to watching the footy. And next week, of course, or this week, we've got 8 games again, so I'm looking forward to that. Let's go through the games now from last week. Queensland 12 defeated New South Wales 10. That was the big one there to take the Origin series 2-1. Friday night footy, West Tigers 14 at Leichhardt, going down to the Warriors 24. They led at half time, the Tigers, but the Warriors came home strongly and scored all the points in the second half to take that match. Sean Johnson was outstanding. We'll talk a bit more about him in a moment. Saturday afternoon or evening footy, Raiders 14 defeated the Eels 0. Pretty low standard game, to be honest. The Roosters 40 smashed the Sharks 0. Well, we didn't see that one coming. Tigers MS, I think you might have picked the Sharks.
Yeah, that was not a real good call. Yeah, that's all.
But you also,
I don't think the Sharks expected that either, to be honest.
No, I tipped the Tigers, you tipped the Warriors, so, you know, that's how it goes. The Panthers went down to the Knights, 32-14. The Seagulls, 38, defeated the Titans, 20 there. And Monday night footy, the Dragons in extra time, 22, defeating the Rabbits, 18. And you just, how do you pick that one, Tigers MS?
Oh, yeah, you don't. I think Souths are really, like, they're going to want to hope and get everything magic they can get their hands on and touch Greg Inglis with it, because they need him. They looked a shadow of a team without him, to be honest.
They did. They really did. And look, go on. Adam Reynolds looks like he might be carrying an injury too. We've talked about that a bit before, but he doesn't look quite as sharp. Should mention too that Pete's not with us tonight. He should be back next week, of course, but we'll still get his tips online. He is doing very well, picking 5 out of 6 this week. His beloved Dragons getting up in that game. Last week's games, well, from a Supercoach perspective, Sean Johnson, 123 points, first overall. Boyd Cordner, Mitch Pearce, they both returned from Origin with over 100 points, as did Brett Morris and Trent Merrin. As predicted last week, Jared Mullen indeed polled well above his average against the Panthers. They are bad against 5-8s, and we predicted that one. Cronulla getting pounded by the Roosters. Look, all players scored lower than usual, but I think even we couldn't have seen how low Todd Carney went there. Very low score for him in the 20s. The sleeper of the round, Sammy Sal Lima, 83 points there for the Raiders. Definitely a surprisingly good total. If you got him as a cheapie, as we recommended a few weeks back, you'll be laughing after that effort. And what we learned, well, some of the big names put in good efforts, but I'll tell you what, these matchups are critical. The tougher teams to score off, like the Roosters and Manly, really are crueling some of the better performers in Supercoach. Andrew Fifita, for one, still had an excellent game, but well below what he has been doing, and that's really because he's playing such a tough team in the Roosters. The hot and cold segment, 2 weeks ago we mentioned Jamie Bure as a must-buy heading down the straight. Look, nothing's changed after this week's Bure. Drew in the three figures, and look, you've just got to keep having a look at that barometer, and we're going to keep updating you each week. Now that the buys are all over, it will even make itself more clearer for everyone who is hot and who is going cold. This week in league, it's all about Origin and Tigers MS. The Maroons win again. Just how do you stop this seemingly unstoppable machine?
Look, to be honest, and I think my assessment of New South Wales is pretty accurate in that they just didn't play well.
No.
They didn't play well. Queensland didn't play well either, but they played with more composure and a little bit more creativity. New South Wales in the Queensland 20 had nothing, absolutely nothing. They did not even look like scoring once they were in there. Every time they were just thwarted. And it comes, and the blame for that lays purely in the halves, with both Maloney and Pierce not being able to manufacture anything, when that is their key job, is to manufacture points, especially when you get it inside the red zone. New South Wales not scoring before half time. I think that was the telling, telling blow. I didn't think they'd come back from that, because they had all the momentum, they had all the possession, and it was going to even out at some stage. And I mean, credit to New South Wales for not letting Queensland run over them when they could have quite easily done so. But yeah, not good enough from New South Wales. Just the kicking was poor. A lot of stuff they did was poor. Once again, the people who seem to get off scot-free for New South Wales are the selectors, who presided over 8 disastrous series, one after the other. So I don't expect anything to change. And as such, everyone's saying, oh, this might be Mitchell Pearce's last game. I don't expect that to change either next year.
He had a big game, of course, against the Sharks. Not quite the same arena. Of course, a lot of people will be pulling for Adam Reynolds, perhaps moving Maloney to halfback to bring back Todd Carney, or give John Sutton a go, or I guess Josh Reynolds, who was blooded in games 1 and 2, could even come up there playing either position. There's going to be a lot of talk about it. Mitchell Pearce, you know, his passing game is what they all talk about. The ones that rave about him, have him, you know, he's got to be part of the team. Look, he gives his all every game. There's no doubt about that. But he doesn't quite have the awareness, I think Peter Sterling was saying, to quite know when to make that play, when to put the kick in and how to put it in, and when to sort of throw the pass, and exactly how to direct the team around the park. That's what's lacking. And in those big matches, he's going to come second to Jonathan Thurston every time, let's face it, even to Cooper Cronk. You know, Queensland have got 2 of them. New South Wales are yet to find one player that can just take control, take some composure, and exactly what you said, just inside that 20-metre line, it just all fell apart for them each and every time. And the amount of drop ball, it was just astounding. And players that are usually quite solid for the Blues in the forwards seemed to lose their way. Obviously, no Paul Gallen didn't help. I thought Luke Lewis was below par. He's usually very, very good. Robbie Farrow had a very poor evening, let's face it. And probably, when we talk about people getting off scot-free, he was pretty lucky that he didn't cop a bit more criticism in the press. It was all obviously directed at Mitchell Pearce, but Robbie Farrell was definitely below his best, and considering he was captain, he'd be disappointed with that. But on the flip side, look, you've got to hand it to Queensland. They just toughed it out when they had to. They didn't look as fluent as they have in past seasons. I think their dominance is coming to an end from that regard, but whether New South Wales will be good enough to actually take the mantle off them is another matter, but certainly not as strong as the team even from 2-3 years ago when Darren Lockyer was still there. But it's just that heart and that drive and that, you know, determination that gets them over the line. The defence was outstanding in that game, and, you know, credit to Mal Meninga again. You know, his coaching is simply phenomenal. But we must keep moving along, and always next year, Tigers MS.
Yeah, hate saying that, but every year we say it.
This is NRL Live, of course, and you can catch us each and every week on the podcast, www.paulygsports.com. We like to talk a bit of footy, and we like to talk a bit of Supercoach. If you're involved with Supercoach, then you need to listen to the podcast. It really is that simple. We give you insider info with our very extensive and exhaustive statistics about and specific to Supercoach. And every week it just gives you a leg up on your opponents. You can follow us on Twitter for last minute information. Sometimes we'll tweet out things just before the game if there's injury concerns or last minute changes. That you can find us at Paulie G Sports or at Tigers MS78. And if you just want to ask a question, look, I got 2 players, I can't decide which one to play this week, which should I do, who should I make captain this week, you know, ask us on Twitter, and we'll let you know how it matches up in regards to the stats that we have. And look, let's go through it now, this week's games. And of course, we'll start with the Friday night games. back to the two Friday night footy matches this week. North Queensland take on Brisbane. Well, the Cows are down in the dumps at the moment, but let's face it, Brisbane are also struggling. Both teams will get their Origin stars back, and they certainly do need them. Cows below average in stopping teams scoring, but the Broncos are worse. They're right down the bottom of that group. However, they do generally score better than their Queensland counterparts. So once again, the big names we expect to perform at the business end of the season. As well as that, Josh Maguire has been in good form, so keep him in your sights. And we expect a good day from Matt Scott as the Broncos struggle against front row forwards. And Scott, well, he should have been man of the match for Queensland. Brent Tate got it, but he was probably the best player in Origin 3. Tigers MS, how do you see the game going, both as prediction and supercoach?
Yeah, well, look, basically the people that you mentioned, especially Maguire for Brisbane, I think is a definitely is a given to put in your team. As for North Queensland, I think, look, now this might be a gamble, and it might be a gamble for the price, but Jonathan Thurston could well be timing a run from about now to the end of the season, and he could prove to be a big points earner. It'll be... It will be, if you're behind in Supercoach and you need some wins, bit of inspiration, then maybe that's the way you're going to go.
If you're on a top eight run and you're trying to sneak in there, Jonathan Thurston's really good value right now, and we mentioned it last week, but nothing's changed. Of course, the Cowboys had to buy it. I cannot agree anymore.
As for the game, North Queensland, I think, will well and truly extinguish the Broncos for this year.
Yeah, I'll say the Cowboys finally getting a win there. And of course, Pete's tips were put up online there at www.pulleygsports.com. But let's keep moving along to the Sydney game, shall we say, for Friday Night Footy. And look, it's their traditional rivals, Bulldogs and Parramatta, but it's going to be a dud, let's face it. The Eels do look like they should be in a different division to the rest of the league, and despite the bye last week, the Dogs should be far too strong here. Expect the outside backs to continue their good run, especially Chris Aninu and Ben Barber. The Eels are very bad halfbacks, so Trent Hodkinson is a must play. He's been very good of late. James Graham and Aidan Tolman are two others that we look at that we think will do well this week. There's no good choices for Parramatta. You should have either sold them all off by now, or if you've got cheapies on your bench for building cash, that's fine. Just keep them there. Tigers MS.
Yeah. You have to really play all the dogs you have and don't play any Parramatta players. I mean, the only guy who's getting consistently over 100 metres each week is Tim Manor, so that'll be your only guy from the Eels. Unfortunately, they're in the dire straits at the moment. I thought they played okay against the Raiders. But the ground wasn't really conducive to high scoring, and the Raiders, I think, were just playing to do enough to win. So, the Bulldogs quite easily in this one.
Yeah, I agree. The Bulldogs to win quite well. Saturday footy, St. George versus Canberra. Look, last start winners are at home, but it's against their hoodoo team. So it'll be interesting to see how X-Raider Josh Dugan fares, not to mention Michael Wayman, Daniel Vito, Bronson Harrison. They're all former Raiders players. Of course, Sammy Salalima was a sleeper last week, and he's coming up against his future team. So might continue his good run. We often see players play against a team they've signed for the following year, have a good game. Trent Merrin's in fantastic form. He's a must-buy, but once again, the other Dragons are just too risky for my liking. The Raiders, Terry Campese finally had a big week, but it remains to be seen if he can keep that going. Blake Ferguson may return. It could be a high-risk, high-reward late-season buy for those teams looking for an edge. The Tigers and Mercy already spoke about Thurston, but Ferguson could be another.
Yeah, well, that's right. Depends on if he plays or not. I think the decision's being handed down later on in this week. Look, it's a tough game, actually. I know the Raiders are the Dragons' bogey team, but that's only generally at Bruce or at Canberra Stadium. So I'm going to say St. George will win this one because Canberra are just abysmal on the road. As for Supercoach, I'm going to say, yeah, Merrin definitely for the Dragons, and for the Raiders, well, yeah, it could be any one of their backs, but
Anthony
I'm just not
Milford's
100% sure.
Anthony Milford's the guy for mine. as someone that has a bit of spark.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, we'll go Milford because he has been playing well in an unfamiliar role of fullback.
Mm. And, of course, the Dragons, look, they just have such a hard time against Canberra. I'm going to pick the Raiders. They've got to turn it around as far as playing away from home at some point. Short turnaround, 5-day turnaround for St George. Yeah, but you're right. It really is a tough call, that one. It could get ugly either way. Gold Coast versus South. South looked, they had a bad loss last week. They'll be looking to quickly make amends against the struggling Gold Coast side. However, the Titans are back at home, and with their Origin stars back and rested, they may be a tough assignment for the competition leaders. Sam Burgess is still in fine fettle. He's a must play. Adam Reynolds looks injured, as we mentioned earlier, so maybe a sell for Albert Kelly, the team that he's playing against. And also, we did mention JT or even the Warriors, Sean Johnson. So that's a big one to maybe consider if you've got Reynolds in your team. John Sutton, on the other hand, looks a goods to play, as does Isaac Luke. And Dylan Walker's a name we just keep mentioning. He just keeps putting up the points. Great buy if you got him when we first flagged his name. The Titans halves can be played safely, especially Aiden Caesar. He had a big week last outing. Tigers MS, how's the game going to go?
Yeah, look, I'm going to pick Souths. However, they looked fairly at sea against the Dragons in the second half. Without
Inglis.
A lot English,
of drop ball, wasn't there?
They weren't great, so well, look, I'm going to tip them, but it's with no great conviction.
Yeah, look, I've been sort of on the bandwagon of the South's pretenders rather than contenders for long enough, and they've convinced me. They have played very well this season, very consistently. And what happens on Monday Night Football last week? They just fall apart. So I don't know what to do with that. I'm going to pick them, but that probably means they're going to lose. Let's face it, I am last in our tipping comp. New Zealand Warriors versus Melbourne on Sunday. Let's face it, the round really gets going on Sunday afternoon because there's three great games. The Storm do struggle against the Warriors, but they'll find it tough, I think, going over the Tasman once again. New Zealand have won 6 of their last 7. Sean Johnson is a must-play. Felidi Matau has been in great form too, but make sure he's fit under an injury cloud there. Nathan Friend is a guy who quietly does the business. He's a reasonable price too, so keep a lookout for him if you can afford him. For the Storm, many super coaches will be looking to see how Cameron Smith recovers from Origin, but Billy Slater could end up being the guy that finds the late season form and a bit of a bolter for you as far as the bigger names are concerned. Anyway, he has been better of late, unlike Cooper Cronk, who has really struggled since Gareth Widdop's injury, and that could be the reason why Tigers MS, or maybe Cronk can turn it around this week.
Yeah, look, this is a tough one. New Zealand do tend to put up a very good fight against Melbourne, regardless of where they play.
They do.
And at home, then I think you're probably going to... I'm leaning towards the Warriors. Their first half was not great against the Tigers, but the second half was very good, and Sean Johnson looked to be, sliding into some pretty good form. He ran for the second most amount of meters since the 2000s. He was only a couple of meters short of the record. I'm going to pick them. Look, I think guys like Elijah Taylor, guys in the back row for the Warriors may well be the ones to rack up the points. They'll probably look to target the slightly smaller outside packs in Melbourne. They're not that much smaller, but yeah, I think if you're gonna have a weakness, it's probably around that 5-8 center area with Finch playing 5-8.
Well, the Storm, you know, they've given up so many points to centres and wingers, and it just seems to happen each and every week. So, you know, the Warriors have got their fair share of good players in the outside backs. Conrad Harrell, for one. I think Visahi's going to be out injured, however, so they'll lose a bit there. But, Manu Badavai could be another good buy. So there's good options there. And halfback's the other one the Storm has really given up a surprising amount of points to. So you got Sean Johnson, you could do worse than making captain this week, let's face it.
Yeah, good point.
So you're tipping the Warriors, or are you going to
stick? Yeah, tipping the Warriors.
I'm going to go for the Storm. I, again, with no confidence, I have a hard time picking when the Warriors are going to turn up, and when they're not, I usually am off them when I should be on them, and vice versa. So I'll probably be wrong again, but let's go for the Storm. Cronulla v Penrith. The Panthers really struggled last week against the Knights, I thought, while the Sharks were absolutely smashed by the Roosters. One team can make amends and keep their final aspirations on track. It will be a rugged game. Expect good showings from Andrew Fifita, Chris Hyington and Tim Grant. Tyrone Peachy could be a great cheapie down the track. He put up good numbers last week, while Kevin Kingston has been rewarded for his efforts lately with a contract renewal. Clint Newton was a surprise big scorer last week, and we expect more of the same this week, especially as Moten Soy may be missing with a suspension. We'll see how that plays out. Tigers and Mess, how do you see the game going?
I think Penrith will knock the Sharks over. The Sharks were very bad against Cronulla. Against the Roosters. And, I just can't see them recovering. They'll still have a few people out. Penrith, they weren't very good either, but I think they had a little bit of a lull after... I think they're warming up for something, Penrith. I don't know why. I just got a feeling about them this year. They might be making that late run, or at least play some pretty exciting football.
The Knights are better than teams give them, or probably not teams, but people give them credit for, let's say, the pundits, the fans, etc. That loss to the Knights, mainly in the second half, isn't as bad as you think. The 40-0 loss by the Sharks was every bit as bad as it sounds. I agree with you. I think the Panthers will hit back. I think they'll win this game. The Sharks have a good record at home, but Penrith are warming up. They're starting to buy in to the new regime there. And I think the re-signing of Kevin Kingston, I think it's a great re-signing. And I think it's going to really help things. Obviously, injuries, if Nigel Plum can get back on the park, that would help them. They've had a few injuries. But the Sharks, too, are in trouble. They just don't have the outside backs to compete week in, week out with the better teams.
Yes.
Let's face it. Each year, for maybe the last two seasons, and now they will again next year, and they've looked for those big name outside backs. They haven't really brought anyone yet. Blake Ashford is going there next year. They need a couple more speedsters. I don't think Ashford necessarily is that answer, although he's a very solid first grade footballer, but so are the guys they've got there in the backs. So at some point, they're going to have to adjust that if they want to take the next step. They lose this game, they could find themselves on the outer for the top eight. So it's going to be a big one, and it's going to be a good one. But another good one will be the Newcastle-Sydney Roosters game. To mine, this is the game of the round. Both teams are hard to score off as far as Supercoach points is concerned, so choose your players wisely and don't make any of them captains. Sonny Bill Williams will hopefully return from injury. We don't expect a big game from him this week, especially in Newcastle, so have him in your team, but not captain. On the other hand, Jake Friend has been outstanding this season, and he may do well considering Knights are a little weak against front row forwards in comparison. Knights players should be rested despite being at home. Yes, the Roosters are that good. Tigers MS, how's it going to go? It should be a beauty of a match.
Yeah, it should be a great game. Look, I think the Roosters should be too strong for the Knights, but you never know Knights at home. And, I mean, Wayne Bennett says he never knows which Newcastle team is going to turn up. So
I think he's starting to learn because they have hit some better consistency, haven't they, of late?
Yeah, that's very true. They have been playing very well of late. Craig Gower is a bit of a masterstroke. I mean, everyone says that they're a dad's army team, and that, you know, everyone's too old, but I'll tell you what, he's providing them with something. I don't think it's going to be enough, though. For Supercoach wise, look, Robbie Rico. And look, I think Darius Boyd is in some pretty good form, so he could be a buy. The Roosters, well, look, it's tough. Maybe Jennings, maybe Tuivasa Sheck. It's just that one of those games you're not sure what's going to happen, so it's hard to kind of pick who's going to dominate the Supercoach points.
You could throw a bit of a dartboard at it, really, and be just as likely. Whoever can snag a try here or there is probably the most most likely. But some of the guys in form, obviously, Sean Kenny-Dow has been in form for the Roosters. Mitch Orbison's been doing well. Boyd Cordner put up big numbers. Tavis Asheka, he always puts up good numbers. I mean, those guys are there. And as you say, for Newcastle Rocker, a little bit disappointing this week from last week from a Supercoach perspective. But in general, he'll do well. David Foulongo's back from injury. He's been quite solid. And Jeremy Smith had a good week as well last week, and so he could be considered. Also, I'm going to tip the Knights. I know that the Roosters should win, but something tells me the Knights are going to win this game. I sort of thought of it. I thought they would pretty much all year, that this game would be circled on their calendar, and I think at home, big match. That's when the Knights usually play at their best. Monday night footy. West Tigers versus Manly. The Tigers are all but out of the race in 2013. Manly are starting to hit their stride. That pretty much says it all. Brett Stewart could be a great pickup for the back end. He notoriously does very well against West, who are weakest to fullbacks this year. So circle that name, Brett Stewart. Kieran Foran has been putting up good numbers of late if you have him, while Jamie Lyon and George Tafua, despite Tafua's less than average outing last week, a definite must plays. Tigers leak more points to centres and wingers than any other team. For the Tigers, you can safely play Robbie Farah and Liam Fulton, as well as their gun-winning wingers Tim Simona and David Nofalama. However, the Eagles are very hard to score off. Might be best leaving those wingers until next week. Aaron Woods is under an injury cloud and will need to be monitored as the week progresses. Tigers and Mess do the West team out at Campbelltown have any chance of causing upset here?
Well, I don't know. I think it's been, I don't know, something like 7 or 8 years since Manly's actually been out to Campbelltown, so maybe they'll get lost on the way. And
it's a long trip from the Northern Beaches, isn't it?
But, yeah, look, I can't see anything but a Manly victory. One of the guys you haven't mentioned from Manly, Justin Horrow.
Yeah.
He had a good game last week, and he has been pretty consistent in the last few weeks. So he could be an option for you. As from the Tigers side, you mentioned the main suspects. The wingers for the Tigers are going great, but against Manly, it might be a different story. So yeah, play your Tigers players sparingly if you have any at all.
Yes, and I should also mention, of course, Jamie Furrer, our hot man at the moment. He could be in line for another big week. I think we're both tipping the Eagles, right?
Correct.
All the tips will be up online, as will those of Pete, who hopefully should be back with us next week. This is NRL Live. Of course, you can find us at www.pauliegsports.com. Download the podcast. You can go to iTunes, simply type in NRL Supercoach. That's where you can find it. You can even flick us a like on our Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Pauly G Sports and at TigersMS78. If you're a new listener, at the end of each show, we like to do a bit of a world of sport, where we look at the weird, wild, wonderful world of sport and find something interesting for you. I'm going to Atoka, Oklahoma tonight, Tigers MS, and to talk to you about noodling. Now, noodling is fishing for catfish using only bare hands. It's practiced primarily in the southern US, where the noodler places his hands inside a discovered catfish hole. The term noodling can and has been applied to all hand fishing methods, regardless of the method or species of fish sought. It's growing in popularity, but it comes with some dangers. A southern Oklahoma man found that out the hard way and has a safety warning for others. Over the past few years, Destry Mitchell from Atoka has really gotten into noodling, and it's been a whole lot of fun for him pulling out giant fish until a week ago. He said, "I put my hand on top of a rock, and I guess that a snake was on the other side of the rock. He saw my hand and just attacked it," Mitchell said. In a split second, a 3.5-foot-long cottonmouth sank its fangs into Mitchell's fingers. "Honestly, probably the scaredest I've been in my life," he said. Friends rushed him to the hospital. An ambulance took him from Atoka to Ada. It was so bad, he was rushed to Oklahoma City. He said it was just a constant throb, like your heart beating in your hand, like someone hitting you over and over again with a hammer on your hand. Within 24 hours, two small bite marks turned into a horrible situation, putting him in intensive care. It was the size of a softball. Just unbelievably huge, Mitchell said. He ended up getting 14 doses of antivenin and spent nearly a week in the hospital. He said, I thought I was going to lose my hand. And the doctor said he was lucky that he didn't. They say he'll be likely to be able to use his finger again, but they never have feelings in it. So there you go, as far as noodling is concerned. Mitchell says he's not sure if he'll do it again, and he has a warning for others enjoying the sport. Make sure to be careful. Tigers MS, have you done any noodling in your day?
No, I was going to one day, but yes, common sense prevailed. Not really All a right. seafood kind of guy.
And that is it for another week of NRL Live Supercoach. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Tigers MS.
No problem at all.
And we will see you next week, of course, back each and every week at www.polygsports.com for more Supercoach information and NRL news and talk.